Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
The Lord, praise Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father Amika, we want to just say thank you to you. We bless and we honor you, we magnify your holy name. We thank you, everlasting God, for another day in our lives. Thank you for miracle of sleeping and waking up. Thank you for going out. Thank you for coming in. Thank you, Lord, for your daily provision. Thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf, and all manners of victory that you have wrought for us. Father, Lord, we say thank you. We bless and we honor you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Lord, for all our previous broadcasts. Thank you for every soul that has been won into your kingdom. Thank you for all manners of testimonies that people have received as a result of partaking of this program. And we say glory be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Everlasting Father, Lord, we pray that indeed you will speak to us individually and collectively today. In the name of our Lord Jesus, and your name will be magnified in our life like never before. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters, I would like to welcome you once again to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And indeed, the Almighty God will grant you the grace to experience victory in every area of your life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, He will grant you the grace to overcome every challenges of the enemy, wherever they may be coming from, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Today, I'll be discussing with you what I titled, His Mercies Gives You a New Start. His Mercies Gives You a New Start. And may you experience a new start in every area of your life, in the name of Jesus. Where you are falling, the Almighty God will lift you up again, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Where you are failed, the Almighty God, by His mercy, He will grant you success. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm taking my text from the book of Mark, Mark 10. I'm reading from verse 46 to 52. And so they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples, a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, Call him. And they called the blind man, saying to him, Take heart, get up, he is calling you. And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, What do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabbi, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, Go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him all the way. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, blind Bartimaeus on that day was the recipient of the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. He cried unto Jesus and said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And indeed, he received the mercy of God, and he had a new beginning. He who was classified as being blind was able to see. In any way, the enemy have given you a wrong name. By the mercy of God, the Lord will give you a new name. Every garment of failure, every garment of disappointment, every garment of lack that the enemy has placed upon you, the Almighty God, by his mercy, he will remove them from you in the name of Jesus. He will give you a new garment, a garment of glory, a garment of victory, a garment of fulfillment, a garment of favor in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I want us to know that God we are talking about is a merciful God. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 103 verse 17, it says, "But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children." Brothers and sisters, our God, his love for us is from everlasting to everlasting. But provided you fear this God, provided you fear him, the Lord will continue to show you his mercy. He will not withhold his mercy from you. Brothers and sisters, let us reverence the Lord, that we may continually enjoy the mercies of God. Bible tells us in Psalm 106 verse 1, it says, "Praise the Lord, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his steadfast love endures forever." Praise him, exalt him, magnify him, and as you do so, you continue to enjoy the mercy of God, the Almighty God that was able to give Bartimaeus a total turnaround on that day. The Almighty God will do same for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He's ready to forgive us whenever we call unto him. When you call unto him, the Lord is ready to forgive you your sins. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 86 verse 5, "Therefore you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you." Abiding in steadfast love to everyone, male and female, that call upon him. He is ready to show his steadfast love. He is ready to forgive us our sins. Brothers and sisters, stop condemning yourself. Stop condemning yourself. Why don't you just go to the Lord and ask for his mercy? And as you do so, the Almighty God, he will show you his mercy. He will wipe away your sins and give you a brand new state. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I want us to know, brothers and sisters, that his mercy will not allow you to fall into the hands of the enemy. His mercy is more than enough to protect you. It tells us in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 33, reading from verse 27. Deuteronomy 33, reading from verse 27. It says, "The eternal God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arm. And he thrust out the enemy before you and said, destroy. He will keep you. His everlasting arm is ever under you. His arm is ready to lift you above your enemy. His arm will lift you above that circumstances that you are going through. By the reason of his mercy, he will not allow you to be consumed by the enemy. The enemy may plot against you, but the Almighty God will grant you victory. You will be victorious in the name of Jesus. The enemy will not rejoice concerning you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen." I also want you to know that by the mercy of God, he can override all form of traditions. Every tradition, God Jesus is ready to override it by the reason of his mercy. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 8, reading from verse 2 to 3, it says, "And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will be clean. And immediately his leprosy was clean." Jesus was not supposed to touch the leprous man, but he did. Jesus is not limited by traditions of men. When he wants to help you, he will help you. He will show you his mercy. He showed this man his mercy on that day. Say, if you will, I know you can heal me. And Jesus said, yes, I can, and I will. And indeed, he healed the man, and he was clean immediately. Whatever infirmity that is in you, whatever that has not allowed you to showcase the glory of God in your life, by the mercy of God, the Almighty God will remove them. He will turn you into a wonder in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Where you have been rejected, by the mercy of God, He will make you to be accepted. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, I also want us to know that the mercy of God is not limited by geography. It's not. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 103 verse 12, He says, as far as the east is from the west, so far does He remove our transgressions from us. He is ready to remove those transgressions if only you are ready to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, if you are ready to continue to live a life that is pleasing unto the Lord. He will wipe away your sins. He will wipe away your sorrow. He will wipe away your frustration in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Because His mercy, He preserves our life. Lamentation 3 verse 20 says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. And the beautiful thing about His mercy is that on every day of our lives, He gives us a brand new mercy. He tells us in that same Lamentation 3 verse 23, say, they are new. His mercies are new. Every morning, great is your faithfulness. So every money God deposits into your account is mercy. And that mercy is enough to take you for the day. On next day, He gives you a brand new mercy. May you continually enjoy the mercies of the Most High in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. From one generation to another, you will continue to enjoy His mercy. Titus chapter 3 verse 5 say, He saves us. Titus 3 5. Say, He saved us not because of work done in righteousness, but according to His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. He saves us by His mercy. And God is ready to save you, is ready to rescue you, is ready to deliver you, and indeed He will deliver you. No matter the shout of the people, no matter the condemnation, they shouted at blind Bartimaeus. They told him to keep quiet, but blind Bartimaeus did not allow their shouting against him to hinder him. The Bible says he cried out the more. The more they shouted at him, the more he cried out. And Jesus heard his voice. Jesus will hear your voice today as you cry unto Him. That cry of mercy, He will answer you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, your voice will drown the voice of opposition. Everyone plotting evil against you, they will not succeed because Jesus is with you, because Jesus will show you His mercy. He will not withhold His mercy from you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, the book of Exodus chapter 20, Exodus 20 verse 6, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keeping my commandment. May you be able to keep His commandment. He will grant you the grace to keep His commandment, to walk in line with His precept all the days of your life in the name of our Lord Jesus. Because He has promised He will not remember your sins again inasmuch as you remain connected to Him. The Bible tells us in the Hebrews chapter 8 verse 12, He says, for I will be merciful towards their iniquities. I will remember their sins no more. Brothers and sisters, like I said, don't keep on condemning yourself. Jesus Christ is ready to forgive you. Jesus Christ is ready to give you a brand new life, a brand new lease. He's ready to take you to a new level. So as you are hearing me today, I'm giving you this wonderful and glorious opportunity for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We are talking about the mercy. So why don't you just ask Him for His mercy today? As He showed Bartimaeus on that day, His mercy, is ready to show you His mercies too. So call unto Him and say, Jesus, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. And it is You alone I will serve all the days of my life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Son. Thank You, Holy Spirit of God, for these ones, Lord, that have given their life, who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I pray, Lord, that let them never go back to their vomit. Let them remain connected unto you all the days of their lives, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you. I bless you for everyone who have listened to this broadcast. I pray, Lord, that you continually show them your mercy. Never you withhold your mercy from these ones. In the name of Jesus, give everyone a brand new beginning. A new beginning of joy, a new beginning of victory, a new beginning of fruitfulness, a new beginning of increase. In the name of our Lord Jesus, so shall it be concerning you and your household. In Jesus' mighty name, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.